All right, hang on.
Now we're back here.
Now we're back.
With technical difficulties.
No, I just pressed the wrong button.
Oh. But anyway,
I had something that I wanted to do. So let me
when you think about it, we go back. But we can talk a little bit about what's going on next Saturday night.
Yeah.
At Envy Bar.
Oh, all right. I got it. Ready?
Okay.
All right. Sure?
We're sure?
All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Well, I want to make sure I do this now. Ready?
Maybe.
Heterosexual. So lulled into silliness and foolishness that we think that transgendered soldiers who are confused about their sexuality, who want to undergo gender reassignment, who homosexual soldiers who are constantly thinking about their sexuality. And I say that with authority, having interviewed so many ex-gays and talked about this for years, there is an obsession. Their identity, they think, is their sexuality. How many of you who are heterosexual would first of all say to someone in describing yourself, I'm heterosexual. I have sex with the opposite sex. I mean, that you have much more of an identity than that, don't you? Well, for homosexuals, that's like they claim that as an identity. It's all about sex. It's so that is a disorder in itself. Yeah, you can write me. I realize that's angering words, but that is a disorder because that's not who you are. You are much more than that. You are much more than that. And it is a disorder. It is disordered thinking. And if we think that soldiers who are obsessed with these issues are going to provide strong defense for our nation, I think we are foolishly denying whatever is true.
Wow. That was the one I wanted your initial reaction to.
Bruno. That's pretty bizarre.
Yep.
That is Sandy Rios. She wants disordered gays and trainees banned from the military and, of course, from the American Family Association.
Mm-hmm.
Radio host Sandy Rios. She is also, well, big surprise on CNBC as well.
Yeah.
Or is it Fox? I can't remember.
Fox is a bad one.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, I mean, that's she's
wow.
So there's a couple things that I wanted to bounce around just from that. Let's ignore everything that she said right to the very, very end because there's a lot we can talk about.
Right.
And the very, very end, she says that these people protecting us overseas, you know, it's just not, we're lying to ourselves that they can do a good job.
Right.
Because all they do is think about sex. So yeah. Even if we're fucking the enemy, we're still stopping them, right?
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
And, like, you know, the stupid business didn't realize that they have been fighting for years. And century, there's been gay people forever. You know, it's just people that stupid and ignorant. Yeah. I would love for one day that any gay people would be a certain color, and bisexual people would be a certain color. So for the straight people, they would suddenly go, holy shit.
We're everywhere.
They would see their uncle, fathers, mothers, sister, brothers. It would just be, to me,
kind of cool because you know who to approach.
You kind of have to laugh, you know?
So, yeah. So going along the lines of, do you think that because you are, you know, so we're so obsessed with sex and such that we wouldn't do a good job, and is it not that she has any authority whatsoever to pronounce somebody with a disorder because right. She's not a doctor, but
well,
do you
we
think,
all know she's got the disorder.
Do you think that she's right though? Because there is a point that was made by this broad where she says straight people don't go up and say hi, you know, I'm straight. They don't feel it necessary to enunciate immediately what their sexual preference is, wherein we gays do.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Sure we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we're gay and proud and pride and we're color
no.
glitter
no.
and shit.
No, on my day-to-day, I don't. I'm who I am. No. And if you're not, I mean, no, we don't.
Isn't it easier to tell a gay person than a heterosexual person, though? Come on, really?
No, it's not.
Really?
Come
on.
I totally disagree
with you. Oh, like we'd never know you, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But no, it really isn't. How many effeminate guys are married and have a lot of kids?
But we automatically think they're gay.
That's
so, okay. Come on.
You know, Sir Mark brings up a point. Maybe it would be better if we had a different little light that would light up and said, oh, this one's gay, this one's a bomb.
No, then they just used them as like something to aim at with their guns.
Well, that's kind of like what Adolf tried to do. Yeah, he tried to put upside down pink triangles on all the gays.
So you don't think that there's anything about,
no.
about gay people says. Thinking when gay... Mind you, it's all guys think about sex all of the time. It doesn't matter if it's straight or gay, I guess.
Actually, most women do, too. I've been told some of the gross, and Sir Mark, you've worked
Did they say vagina? Is that why it's called gross?
Some of the most perverted, sick conversations about sex and sexuality and sex that go on are actually when women are alone with women. And I've had women say that.
I mean, I have seen, I've gone
to...
How
much more gross can they be than me?
Oh, they are, I've been told.
I mean, you've seen women at stripper bars. It's like they've never seen a fucking dick.
Yeah.
You know, they're just... Oh, that sounds like Master Noel. So, no, sometimes I think that some gay man... I've done it. At one point, you just want to go, no, fuck off. Yeah, I'm who I am. Like it, great. Don't. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
And really, that's that. I've been...
Where has this woman been? How old was this thing printed? Because, you know, Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed. Did she not get that?
What was it? What?
Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been repealed. Doesn't she follow that the Supreme Court already ruled on this issue?
Well, I'd just like to comment that she's one of yours. Just saying.
Oh, an American? Well, Beaver's one of yours. Just saying.
No, he's actually half yours now. I'm sure some American dicks beat up the boy's ass.
Come on, give sure the... Okay, the worst thing a Beaver has done, he smoked weed, he got caught speeding, and he's got money.
And he's peeing in a mop bucket at Ann Landers.
Good for him.
Ann Landers and dissed like some poor blind broad.
He's
stuff.
Still got charges in Toronto, too, for what did he do to the limo driver and stuff. The kid is just out of
control. He's out of control.
He really is.
Let's spank him. Let's spank him.
Yeah. I think he'd like that, though.
Into the microphone, boy.
What? I think he would like that, though.
No, you would like that. You'd like to watch it.
I would like to watch that. But anyway, so that was great. So now we totally got off of it. We've got this great event going on next weekend.
Yep, yep.
Envy Bar. What time is it all starting? 11 o'clock?
I'm not in charge of that.
Yeah. So basically, 11:30 to 12:30 is going to be the showtime. Basically, what we're doing, it's our last Fetish Kink Night of the season, because next month we are going to be in Cleveland for Claw. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do something big for our last boom. So it's a food drive. The playroom will be open.
If I may, Mark.
Yes.
It actually starts at 10.
Well, yeah, we open at 10.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm just reading the sign.
Yeah, we open at 10.
In the chat room, so.
And the show is 11, I think, 11:30 to 12:30.
We're only doing an hour-long show? You're gay. You have to do longer shows than that.
You have like six performers, don't you?
Yeah, but
a lot
I mean,
of them.
If it's busy and it's doing good, we'll just keep continuing and adding, you know, some numbers.
Cool.
We have Chris Edwards coming down from Toronto. I will be your host, which I'll be not Sir Mark, but Miss Chantal Cartier next Saturday. We have a few surprises that you guys don't know that are going to happen. We got a lot of friends.
You know something?
I'm telling you, we're gonna have a little offline conversation.
Wow.
We're going to have a lot of friends actually from Toronto coming down.
Uh-huh.
Some bisexual friends coming up, which is going to be very good.
Just remember, I'm lighting people on fire. You could be one.
Oh no, I'd be wearing too much fake stuff.
Oh, you take the whole place down.
The emergency exit are this way, this way, this way, and I'm out first.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun night, so please come out, tell your friends. It's a food drive, so basically the performers who are going to be performing, normally you tip them with money.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's a thing that we saw in Buffalo. Master stole that from an event in Buffalo.
I did.
There's going to be a table with some dry goods there, and you will go and purchase your food, and then you will tip the performers.
Not over.
Tip them nicely and kindly.
You can't throw them at them?
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. You better run quick, motherfucker.
Can we roll them at you?
No. You better. You.
We can roll them.
Try to roll them under their hoof covers.
Because you all know how talented I am in my 6-inch.
You know, maybe we get like a giant can, like a giant can of ketchup, and see if we're gonna roll. Get some giant ketchup cans when we're out, and we can see if we're gonna roll them.
Roll them. See if we can trip them.
Trip them up with a ketchup.
It'd be like Mario Brothers, right? Doing, doing, doing. Yeah. No. Oh, what was the gorilla one where they had to go up? Donkey Kong.
Right, and they threw the barrels at him, and he would jump them and stuff.
Okay, we're really tired again.
It has been long. And then the Saturday night after that, I will be back. We're not sure who else is going to be back. It may just be a boys' night out.
I'm leaning towards that. We're sending y'all to fucking New York or Buffalo, and we're staying home, me and Sir Mark, I think.
We think that's what we're doing for Gay Bingo this Saturday after that, which is at the Westminster Presbyterian Church on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo. That starts at 7. The game starts at 7. You've got to be there early or call me or text me. So I put tickets aside for you so you can get in because it will sell out. And then you have to be there by like 6. If you don't call me ahead of time, though, you probably won't get in if you're there at 6. You will probably end up not getting a seat. So please send me a text, a message, a Facebook, whatever, if you want to go and want tickets, and I'll have them pulled aside for you so you'll have a seat.
Yeah, don't ask them to get your table, though.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stuff going on. So
better am I? Wow.
We got you a table, sir.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be good. And let's talk about our weekend in Long Island, New York.
Long Island. Yeah, I never talked about that.
We should probably take a commercial.
Sounds good.
And then we'll be in the second half of the show, actually.
Yeah, we will. So we're going to talk about the Ravens event. And there's, all right.
Just got booted.
Here we go.
And thank you, everybody, for listening to the first half of the show.